This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm stuck with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad to have you with us. And yes, if you missed hour one, Bethany Mandel, you can revisit that on the podcast page at TheBingeThinker.com. But this hour, it's the Ladies Lounge, and tonight it is Relationships and Ashley Papa. So happy to have her with us. So glad to have you with us as well here on a very important night because we do know that there are those that are regretting that they are at the place where they are. In fact, they think it's the end of the world as we know it. These precious snowflakes. Yep. These precious snowflakes are on suicide watch. They've been out there. They've been protesting. They've been going all over the place. They've been telling people that Trump is not their president. They've been saying that, Hillary, break the glass ceiling. Was there ever a glass ceiling? I'm not sure there was a glass ceiling. I don't think. I thought Margaret Thatcher pretty much did away with the chief executive being a woman in some major developed country. Anyway, yes, but the precious snowflakes, they're on suicide watch tonight. So if you know a snowflake, if you know somebody that is in a fetal position on a college campus because Donald Trump won, if you know somebody that's asking for coloring books or Play-Doh or puppies and they're not 6 years old or younger, everyone in my house that's six or younger, we supply coloring books and Play-Doh for. We don't give them to anybody that's over 10. If you come to my house and you're over 10 and you ask for coloring books and Play-Doh, we just look at you funny. But these precious snowflakes, they need them. They need them. They need them mostly because they don't want to take their midterms, but they need them. They're in that fetal position. I can't believe that the world is coming to an end. So tonight, all night long, we're reminding you, the snowflakes in your life, they are on suicide watch. Be very, very, very gentle with them. They need your help. They need your love. They need a participation trophy for just being in your life. I mean, where else can you go in the world where your team scores fewer runs than the other team, fewer touchdowns, fewer field goals, and you still get a trophy? I mean, this is the world they're in. They're not used to losing. It's really bad. So snowflake suicide watch in effect for tonight. Having said that, let me switch topics here and get into our ladies' lounge. We're always happy when our next guest comes along because she tells us like it is in the world of relationships. It is Ashley Papa, and it is Relationship Night at Radio Night Live. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, Kevin. Happy Saturday night.
Yeah, and to you as well. And I know that sometimes those precious snowflakes congregate right outside the Fox News building, so I know you have to avoid some of them on your way home at night.
Yeah, I just step over them.
Is our nation permanently doomed from the relational fallout of this election? Do you think it's worse this time than it's been in the past?
I've honestly never seen it so bad. I mean, I'm not that old, but I've just never experienced this, even between, like, friends. I don't know how you can, the way things are split nowadays, it's like, how can you even, like, be with somebody who doesn't see eye to eye with you,
yeah,
just the way things have become.
No, and it seems to me to be much more visceral and much more mean this time. Like, we really want to hurt you if you didn't agree with us, kind of thing.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, heaven forbid that somebody doesn't agree with you or doesn't think the way that you do. You know, it's like everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you heard the story about VP Pence, but he went to see Hamilton last night and got the riot act read to him by the crowd mostly. The cast did make a formal statement at the end, but in one of the songs, they were cursing at Pence so loud they had to stop the production several times during the song so that the crowd could get all of their stuff out of their system, and then they continued on. And I'm like, this doesn't seem like America anymore. But this speaks even more loudly to the reason why I have you on. I say all the time, how you handle people is the most important thing in life. And if you don't know how to handle people, if you don't know how to relate to people, if you don't know how to just be nice to people, life is going to get much worse. And it looks like it is for a good number of people tonight. Do you have any simple advice, just before we get into the specific topics, for how our nation can begin to heal after this? Relationally, what should we do? What's the first couple of things we should do?
Well, I mean, I think you have to, whether it's, you know, VP Pence or anyone, you have to respect people, regardless of what they believe. You know, I think hearing that today was very disturbing, regardless of what side you're on. I just, you know, even if I were there as a paying that much money for a ticket, I would be very unhappy if that happened.
Oh, I absolutely would. Especially if you break down during that song. I have the soundtrack. I love that song. Mm-hmm. That's one of the coolest songs in the whole musical.
Right. Yeah, so I think a lot of it comes down to just, you have to respect what other people believe. And, you know, if you don't, just don't get engaged in a conversation if you feel like you can't talk about something without getting into an argument over it.
Yeah. Well, there seems to be a loss of filter, though, for people. Like, we may have thought negative things about people before, but now people just haul off and just, like, drop the F-bomb on you. And they don't even, there's not even, like, a brake pedal. Like, they don't even think about it. It's just, like, that's the first thing coming out of their mouth now. And it seems like we're living in a very, very coarse and harsh society when people disagree over things.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of that isn't even... You know, some people will, you know, look down upon that, but a lot of times that stuff is kind of encouraged. You look at how social media plays a part. You can pretty much spew whatever you want to without any repercussions. You don't, if you say something online, you don't know how it reacts to the other person. You kind of become numb. You don't empathize with the other person.
I think that's true, and you've written about this. The mm-hmm. way technology has made relationships less personal, I think, is a real deficit for our country. I think it's taken us in the wrong direction a lot of ways. Well, I know you don't normally like to talk politics, but I thought there's so many relational aspects to this. I had so many people unfriend me on social media over the course of the election, and mm-hmm. I've talked to dozens of other people that have had the exact same thing happen. Like, if you stuck your neck out and you said one thing, like, you know, suddenly people that you thought were, like, lifelong friends are suddenly like, mm-hmm. I don't even know you anymore. I'm like, really? How did you not even know me? Like, especially me. This is what I do for a living, so it's kind
of... It's really shocking, I think, that happened to a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah. Well, and you're one of the least controversial people I know, so it's that's sad to hear. Anyway, so we're going to talk about relationships tonight, and there's several reasons why we do this with you. First of all, if you're just joining us for the first time, Ashley is the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine. She is also the proprietor of her own blog, AshleyPapa.com, where you can find links to everything she's written. And then she's also the radio host for a little thing called Fox on Love that airs on many, many radio stations across the country. Every weekend. In fact, many of the stations that are taking us tonight probably have Ashley on during the Fox News newscast at the top of the hours several times over the weekend talking about Fox on Love. So given that that's the kind of the curriculum vitae that she brings with her, let's delve into some of this stuff. Now, there was a thing that you wrote a few weeks ago. Actually, you published it on the 24th of October. Mm-hmm. And the title is, Is He Serious About Me? Signs That He's Not For Real. Now, I just got to ask, are guys playing games with girls out there? Like, are men really not sincere and genuine when they pursue the young lady? I didn't know this was a thing. You can actually be a faker. You can be a player. Is that what they call them? Is that what the children call them now, players? They're out there playing the game?
Yeah, and, like, sometimes I don't think they're really, like, they go in playing the game. They're just, like, maybe they don't have you, like, on their mind to be with long-term. They want to be with you, but not, like, long-term.
But that's playing a game.
Yeah.
That's you're keeping me satisfied while I'm looking around for what else is better.
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt of them just, like, not knowing what they want. But, yeah, in a way, I guess it is playing.
No, you can always be nice. I'm always going to be the bully to the men because they totally do. I was being facetious. Of course, men play the games. So, but to some degree, it's like how effective they are in pulling it off. So you've come up with these signs that women need to be on the lookout for to be able to tell that he's not really for real. So let's talk about a couple of them. You haven't met his friends.
Right, yeah.
Now, how long do you have to be with him before he's supposed to be introducing you to the friends?
Well, I mean, I would say like
a year?
At least
2?
No, that's way too long. I mean, I'd say a couple of months if you haven't met his friends yet. That's
really?
Why.
That seems even long to me. Like, I would say, like, you know, after a couple of weeks, you go out 2 or 3 times for real. Like, you know, you got to start meeting people.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what, like, a couple of months, 2 months. Like, that's probably, if you haven't met them yet, something is up. Because, like, I think after a couple of weeks, they should start bringing you around or introducing you to some of the people in their life.
Yeah, and the friends or family, I think family also counts, although family seems to be a bigger stigma, like, oh, my gosh, you're going to meet my parents. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think friends is a lot, meeting friends first is a lot easier than family.
Yeah. Okay, actually, hold that thought. We're going to come right back. It's Relationship Night on Radio Night Live, Coast to Coast, right here with Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square, the TKTS booth. And it's a kind of a cold, drizzly, weary night. It's going to snow and be all nasty, I guess, here before morning. That's what people are saying. I don't know why they're so happy about it either. Anyway, it's great to have you with us, Radio Night Live. It's relationship night. And that means that in the ladies' lounge, we've got Ashley Papa back with us. And we're talking about this idea that men give telltale signs that they're not into you. Like, you're dating them. They want to take you out and spend time with you. Or maybe they want you to come over and spend time with them. But they're not, something seems a little like it's misfiring. And what are some signs that they're not really committed to you, or that they're not sure if they want to be? Is he serious about me? Signs he's not for real. This is on Ashley's website, ashleypapa.com, and she's back with us. So Ashley, we talked about not meeting his friends. Your next one is he calls you crazy or emotional. Now there are men that do this, and they expect the woman to still be around the next day.
Yeah, surprisingly. So if you express emotion and instead of making you feel better, they make you feel worse, you know, they don't console you, they don't listen to you, they kind of, you know, maybe they don't call you crazy, but in a way they are calling you crazy, that's a sign, because they should really be listening. And, a lot of guys don't know how to handle emotions or give advice, but, like, if they're just making you feel worse about how you feel, then, you know, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's a terrible sign, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say he makes his mother or some other woman the number one female in his life. How does he do that?
Right. Well, you know, he puts maybe it's a friend that's a female. But in terms of mother, I mean, we want a guy to have a good relationship with his mom. But, you know, he has to give you, you know, you should be the number one woman in his life in terms of, like, who he spends his time with, you know, who he's working on a relationship with.
Well, if he's over 10, for sure. I mean,
right.
You know, and maybe emotionally he's not,
mm-hmm.
You know. It's okay to love your mom. It's just not okay to love your mom.
Yeah, you have to be the only one he loves.
Yeah. There you go. He looks single on social media. It may not seem like a big deal, but it is. The number four thing. Now, you've talked a little bit about this with me, I think, off the air, but this is kind of a real telltale sign.
Right, yeah. I mean, everyone is on social media, and you can gauge a lot about a person based on their social media profile. You look at mine, you can tell who I'm with. You can tell that I'm a writer and that I work at Fox. You know, if you go on your boyfriend's and it looks like, and you're in no pictures, and it looks like he is just living the bachelor life, then that's a problem, because he's not single, he's with you.
Right. If he has a caption up under a picture that says, "Hey ladies, call me," probably a bad sign. He never brings up the future. I would imagine for most women this would be a very big one.
Right, like whether they just, like, you know, skirt around it or just, like, never talk about any future plans. Like, even doesn't even necessarily have to be about, like, a wedding or anything like that. But, like, a year from now going on a trip, if they're reluctant to talk about that kind of stuff,
yeah,
then that's another problem.
Or if he never talks about, like, what he wants to do in life, you know. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? Oh, I don't know. Still being a bachelor in Midtown New York. Wait a minute. I'm not down for that.
Right.
Okay, he breaks promises and commitments. Well, that's a bad sign, because if you're going to be married to someone that breaks promises and commitments, guess who he's going to break one to?
Right, yeah. And they say, you know, don't pay attention to what he says, pay attention to what he does. So, like, he says one thing and is doing another, and he's doing something that's worse than what he's saying, then, you know, pay attention to that.
Yeah. Nope, actions always speak louder. He avoids PDA like the plague. Now, some guys just aren't comfortable, you know, with affection in public.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But why wouldn't he want to hold your hand in public or, you know, sit close to you if you're out?
Yep.
I mean, these aren't even, like, really extreme.
Why is he even with you at that point?
Right. He can't hold your hand. I mean, what does he want people to
do? I don't want to touch you. I don't want to sit next to you. I can barely stand being in the same room with you. Will you go out with me?
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, I wouldn't want to be with somebody like that.
He's competitive but not supportive.
Right, yeah, so he kind of looks at you as, like, trying to one-up you all the time. If you get, say, you get a promotion, and instead of congratulating you, maybe he, like, makes a sarcastic joke out of it, saying, yeah, like, oh, that's still not a lot of money or whatever. You know, that's, yeah, they got to be supportive.
I've seen this take greater toll inside of married couple relationships, where if the wife has more success in vocation or whatever, sometimes it really is a devastating blow to him. And it shouldn't be. You should just be, you know, working together towards your goals. But you gotta get over that. He knows nothing about you. That would be a bad sign.
Yeah, because he's too busy.
Hey, what's your name? Are we going to the movies or something? Have I seen you before?
Exactly. Because, I mean, they should be asking questions and getting to know you. If all they do is...
I don't care what your favorite color is. I couldn't care less. And the diamond cut you want? Forget it. Don't even bother telling me. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
Finally, number 10, your intuition says he just isn't. This is probably something that you know out of the other 9 already, but why did we not listen to that voice?
Yeah, because you try and, like, you know, shush that inner voice sometimes, or, like, try and justify the actions.
I think girls do. I don't think that's a guy thing.
No, it's definitely a girl thing.
Yeah, I think the hopes just reign too. hopes reign supreme, right? So they're like, oh, well, he'll change. I'll change him. There's a possibility that he won't be the dirty scumbag that everybody else has been the whole time I've been trying to find a husband. This one will be different, I promise. And then he's not. Okay, so we had a question from the staff here. When you find out that the guy is the dirty dog that he is and he's not interested, what's the right way to deal with it? Did I ask the question right, Owen? Okay, fair enough. What's the best way to deal with it?
Well, I mean, you can confront them about it. I think stand up for yourself.
That's going to work. That'll just confront him right into loving you.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whether maybe they don't realize what they're doing,
right,
or, you know, you'll get the truth out of them and you leave them.
Yeah, well, you at least want to give them the chance to be aware of what they're doing. And then they might not even know. And then if they can self-correct, that's a great thing. I would say your hopes are low, though, right?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe they have a reason that they haven't brought you around their friends. Like, you know, he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
So
why does your status still say single on Facebook?
I forgot my password. You know, what if I can answer?
Yeah, really. No, you take a bunch of selfies, like, and none of them are on his site. Like, where'd all the pictures go?
Yes.
It's too funny.
Yeah, I leave them out, I guess, first.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's on Ashley's site, and you can check that out. Now, this week on Fox on Love, people are tuning into the radio all over the place. What are you working with there?
So on Fox on Love, I talk about the great debate on whether love at first sight is real or not, where the idea even comes from. And, you know, a lot of people say it's attraction at first sight. Some people do argue it's love. And, you know, I personally think that it does exist.
I am living proof that it does. I am living proof that it does. So the lovely bride and I found each other, and at first sight we were just gaga for each other. Well, I was for her. It took her a while. In fact, it took her months to come around. But, hey, that just speaks to the fact that I didn't give her any signs that I wasn't uninterested, right? So I just I did everything right from that point on, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
I let her know.
If you want to contact Ashley, she's on Twitter at Ashley M. Papa. You can go to her website, ashleypapa.com. You can read her stuff at Fox News Magazine, or you can listen to her on Fox on Love. Ashley Papa, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate you being here.
Oh, I love being here. Thanks so much, Kevin.
All right. Have a great rest of the weekend. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. All the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. That was a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Actually, put that back up there. I think that was the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro. Yeah, right over there. So you got both of them. That's the East River. And it's a chilly night. You can't really tell from that level. I think that camera that we have there is on top of World Trade. So it looks across, and you see those two bridges side by side. Kind of cool. If you're on radio, you can't see any of it. I understand that. I apologize. But it's kind of cool. If you want to watch the show, you could go online to the website, thebingethinker.com. We have it there. You can also, if you've got a Biz TV affiliate in your market, you could watch us there. But it's just another fun element to have access to us on the show. And I hope that you enjoy our great guests, Bethany Mandel of The Federalist and Ashley Papa of Fox News. I really do you enjoy them? Are they good stuff? Yeah, I think they do really, really good. Yes, I think they do really, really good stuff. And we're honored to have them. Next week, I'm giving the entire crew off. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going to spend time with our families, and it'll be a very best of KMC right here on the broadcast. I don't even know what we're going to include, but it could have superstars being interviewed. It could have riveting topics that were once lived out and that will be lived out again. But then we'll be back live the week following, and I hope that you'll join us at that time. I hope you'll join us next week as well. Okay, so I want to go back to the topic of the night. The protesters, I have been telling you all night long, they're on suicide watch. Their world is crashing down around them. They don't know how to deal with reality because Mr. Trump won the election, and they have all these protests going on. They have all of these things that they're just unable. They're in fetal positions in safe spaces on university campuses, and now they're getting belligerent and cursing at everybody. And they're, you know, the vice president walks into a show last night. They got to curse at him and be belligerent, and then he leaves the show at the end. They got to curse him there. There's a lot of cursing going on from people that are supposed to be so tolerant, right? These are the people that are preaching tolerance. You know, have acceptance for people that believe differently than I do. Now, obviously, I've been a little bit tongue-in-cheek on the whole suicide watch, but it's really true. The way they've reacted to this, it's as though they're the most fragile egg that can be held in your hand. And you better not drop it because they'll just, like, make a mess all over the floor. 888-340-3373. What do we do? What do we do about the snowflakes? These are people that have no grip on reality. They've been getting participation trophies their whole life. They've been told when they didn't score more points than the other team that they were still a winner. And now they've lost. They didn't win the election, and now they're literally beside themselves going nuts. What do we do? 888-340-3373. By the way, I am so grateful for this show to be underwritten by MyPillow. I've told you a lot about Mike Lindell. He has launched a number of initiatives across the country now where he is helping the drug addicted, the people that are in abusive situations. He is helping them through private sector influences find the help that they need and getting them the help and not costing the public a dime. He's doing it with really strategic partnerships. I love his heart. He wants to fix this country. And where he wants to begin is by helping to fix your night's sleep. And every time you buy a pillow, you're helping to do the work that his charity is also doing. Every time you buy a pillow, you're helping someone find getting off of the drugs that they're on or getting out of the abusive situations that they're in and getting the hope that they need and the help that they need. The Lindell Foundation, it's doing amazing work, and it is partly funded by the MyPillow Corporation. So when you buy a pillow, you're actually getting that done. But, friends, beyond that, if you, and I know everybody has had sleep problems, there is not a sleep problem that I've ever seen someone come to me and say, Kevin, I tried the MyPillow and it didn't fix my problem. Every person I know that has had sleep issues, when they have gone on the MyPillow, they have found suddenly REM cycle sleep that is deep and meaningful and helps them be restored by the next morning. So here's what I want you to do. Tonight, they have a very special 4-for-1 offer. You buy one premium MyPillow at MyPillow.com or at my phone number, 800-506-2641, and they're going to give you another one of the same size, absolutely free, and 2 travel go-anywhere pillows. Now, Mike just flew to Hawaii, just flew a bunch of his family out to Hawaii today, and I know that they pack these go-anywhere pillows in their bags because they fit. They will get you the same REM cycle sleep at night when you use them on top of another pillow in a hotel room. I took one to Israel with me last year. I swear by these things. 1-800-506-2641. If you use my phone number, you will get the 4-for-1 pillow offer. And they guarantee it for 60 days, full money back. They guarantee it for 10 years if you keep the pillow. They'll warranty it and give it to you if it ever goes bad. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Coming back with your phone calls next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
1681. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. A really busy night at Radio Night Live tonight, and big thanks to everybody that's been part of the show so far. Let's go to the phones. I want to know your thoughts. By the way, stop the presses. The snowflakes are under suicide watch. They're fragile. It's the world's coming to an end. They need to be handled delicately, or they may break. That's just the way snowflakes work, I guess. I don't know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Danny is in Tampa. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. I got to give you some of those pillows, man. I'm on the verge.
I knew when I was talking about the snowflakes, I was sitting here going, if there's anybody in this country that's a snowflake, it's Danny from Tampa.
Well, if anybody who knows me as a protester from the 60s against Vietnam War would say, oh, you're wrong about that. Well, there's nothing about me that was a snowflake when I protest. It's all, believe me, you me, okay? I'm the opposite of snowflakes. But I want to get those pillows, but I don't have any credit cards, so I think I'm going to use my sister's and use her credit card and then pay her. Is that okay?
As far as I know, as long as she doesn't have any problem with it.
No, not at all. No, I'll just get together with her on that because I want to. I think those pillows. I know a friend of mine who I told her about it. She won't get it because Mike Lindell, is it? Mike Lindell, is that his name?
Yep, that's him.
And she said that he's a Republican and she won't get it even if it's the best pillows. And I told her, well, you know what? If Kevin McCullough had a restaurant and I don't agree with him politically, I would go in there and hopefully eat his food.
Oh, if I had a restaurant, Danny, you'd be so satisfied because I am a wicked good cook and I am a pretty good mixologist.
Food, man.
All right, Danny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Gino in the Bronx. Hey, Gino.
I think I might actually get a Mike Lindell pillow so I could suffocate Danny the Doofus from Tampa Bay, Florida with it.
Why you got to be such a hater, Gino? Come on. I mean, Danny said he would buy a pillow from Lindell even if he was a Republican. That's pretty open-minded.
I'm a non-violent guy. I just want to goof on him as I always do. In fact, my suggestion for you for next week to do the best of Radio Night Live, but just do a whole segment, a whole show on me versus Danny. For 4 years, you got 4 years of clips.
We probably do.
It'll be the best rated show you ever had.
Well,
you
would
even have me goofing on the lovable loony Baldwin brother.
No. Hey, wait, you can't say his name. Hey, help me out here, Gino.
I didn't say his name.
We can't use his likeness or image or anything on this broadcast anymore.
He's a small part. Bring him back just for next week. So then I could goof on him again.
Yeah. Anyway, then you're going to pay my legal bills when his lawyers sue us?
Yeah, with the ratings you'll get on next week's show, if you do what I tell you to do, it'll pay for itself. In spades, bro.
All right.
Getting back to the snowflakes. Huh?
Yes.
Push them aside like wet snow, like the snowflakes in Chicago, the dirtiest sin. They are crybabies, they are wimps, they are wussies, they are has-beens. They lost, so that's the way it goes. When I was in their position 35, 40 years ago, I had to tolerate my share of losing, but now it's my turn, and I'm going to give Danny a good song from the 60s that he'll remember very well. Here it comes. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey, Danny, goodbye.
All right, Gina, thank you for the call. There's a principle in talk radio when you're dealing with a caller. It's called taking the first exit. Now I'm getting off the exit ramp right there. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Have you heard? The snowflakes are under suicide watch tonight. There's a big, like, you want to make sure that they're taken care of because they're gentle and they're tender and they're fragile. And you must not be too rough with them because they just might just, you know, jump off the cliff or something. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines, line one. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
Good. I would suggest to you that these young buttercups have been so coddled in their life and held to so little account for anything that they're deathly afraid of any personal responsibility and the first law and order candidate they've probably ever seen in their life.
Yeah, probably so.
So, you know, that's why they're just, they're...
Well,
they're
think about it. Most of them were in their teens and, at best, their early 20s when Obama got elected. So for the last 8 years, they've had the predominant, you know, worldview put forward before them that was fairly anti-American and fairly like, laissez-faire. Like, there was nothing about excellence or law and order or anything that was really emphasized over the last 8 years.
Well, no, America, you know, America is the aggressor in the world.
I had to apologize to everybody.
America's not exceptional. Obama's went around the world apologizing for every sin we've ever committed in our life.
You know, how many wars could stand a document dump of 40,000 documents? I mean, could World War II stand a document dump like that? I mean, you know, I mean, there's just people in this world who hate, despise our country, and this is the stuff they've been fed by the liberal tenured college professors their whole life, and they don't know nothing but.
Yeah. No, I've got a whole, thank you, Frank, well put points tonight. I've got an actual piece on this that's coming out at townhall.com at midnight Eastern tonight. It's called Why They Protest, and it's actually an open letter to the precious snowflakes. It's actually a challenge to them to just let them know that I understand where they're coming from, that they have, you know, they've never been told that they're wrong about anything. So I know this is a very unusual thing to have some sort of outside force actually say, yeah, it doesn't work like that. But we'll have to wait and see if they survive it at that point in time. I also want to say a big thank you to Landmark Capital for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Landmark Capital is a precious metals dealer that is one of the highest integrity that I have ever, and I've dealt with metal dealers for a long time. I actually have a good chunk of my 401k in precious metals. But David Fisher, the president of Landmark Capital, came along and explained to me their entire process. And there's actually something in the Dodd-Frank legislation that has become law that you need to understand. If we go through a major crisis, the way the law is currently written, the U.S. government has the ability to confiscate your wealth if it is being held in accounts inside of banks and the other types of reserves. But they can't touch what they don't have access to. So if a part of your retirement is instead in precious metals like gold or silver, then you could, in fact, be totally fine in the event that the crisis hits us. And they've got an entire packet called The Coming Bail-In that they want to send you for free. There's tons of stuff in this that will help educate you about what it's about. The phone number is 844-604-2575, and you get the free financial blueprint, which is also an analysis of your retirement. 844-604.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
McCullough, glad you're with us, and so glad to be here from the New York area. Yeah, that was a very cool camera show. Go back to that, Nick. What? That's what, Fifth Avenue? So that's got to be what, Cartier? There's something there on Fifth Avenue. The camera's not focused right. Okay, enough. For those of you on Biz TV, yes, nobody does Christmas the way New York does Christmas. So if you've ever thought about coming to New York, Christmas is a great time to do it. And all the decorations are starting to get put up, and it's just, it is the coolest place to be for the holidays, period, bar none. Now, having said that, I want to talk to the precious snowflakes, who I think are really disgusting, vile creatures tonight, who are in Arizona and Idaho and Ohio and Pennsylvania, and who are calling these poor souls, the electors, that are going to go to their Electoral College meetings on December 19th, and they're going to vote for Donald Trump as president, as they are required to by law. For you special snowflakes that have been engineering these phone campaigns to harass people, most of them coming from out of state of those states, by the way, that's how you know that it's all a paid, rigged game. You ought to think very carefully, my friend, about the freedoms that you are literally trickling your urine on in the middle of this day. You know why? Because a lot of people died and shed a lot of blood so that you could live in a place that was free enough that you could express yourself to the degree that you are. And the fact that you want to undermine democracy, the fact that you want to undermine our representative government, the way that the expression of we the people went in the election, and you want to do so on the premise that you know more than the voters in the states that voted the way they did, how dare you? See, I understand that there may be some mental deficiencies in those of you that, you know, really wanted Hillary to win and you ended up not getting your way. But there is absolutely zero sympathy in my heart for those of you that are trying to cheat to get the presidency overturned. So for the sad, 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 pitiful, sad people that you are that bothered a woman 8,000 times just since Election Day, it's only been 9 days. That's 1,000 times a day that she's been emailed or telephone called, being told that she needs to change her Electoral College vote or that she's going to endure some sort of grotesque punishment. Friends, what kind of monsters are you that take the freely elected system that we operate on here in the States and actually undermine it to the degree that you're willing to threaten other people's liberty to do it? See, that's un-American to me. So if you're dropping to that level, if you're engaging in those types of tactics, or if you support a political party that does, you're un-American. And I don't care if that offends you. It's the truth. You should re-examine your values. You should re-examine your goals. You should re-examine those things that make you make those kinds of decisions, because there's something very deficient inside your mind and heart. Otherwise, I hope you have a great weekend. Snowflake Suicide Watch. We are still under it as we close the night out. It's Radio Night Live. We'll see you next time.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.